Who says pressure only harms health? If you aren't already paralyzed with stress from reading the financial news, here's a sure way to achieve that grim state. Read a medical journal that examines what stress can do to your brain. Stress, you'll learn, is crippling your neurons so that a few years or decades from now, Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease will have an easy time destroying what's left. That's assuming you haven't already died by then of some other stress-related ailment, such as heart disease. As we enter what is sure to be a long period of uncertainty, the downside of stress is certainly worth exploring. But what about the upside? It's not something we hear much about. In the past several years, a lot of us have convinced ourselves that stress is unequivocally negative for everyone, all the time. We've blamed stress for a wide variety of problems, from slight memory lapses to full-on dementia. And that's just in the brain. We've even come up with a derisive nickname for people who voluntarily plunge into stressful situations. They're adrenaline junkies. Sure, stress can be bad for you, especially if you react to it with anger or depression, or by downing 5 glasses of scotch. But what's often overlooked is a common sense counterpoint. In some circumstances, it can be good for you too. It's right there in basic psychology textbooks. As Spencer Raffis puts it in Psychology, Concepts and Connections, some stress is healthy and necessary to keep us alert and occupied. Yet that's not the theme that's been coming out of science for the past few years. The stress response, the body's hormonal reaction to danger, uncertainty, or change, evolved to help us survive. And if we learn how to keep it from overrunning our lives, it still can. In the short term, it can energize us, revving up our systems to handle what we have to handle, says Judith Orloff, a psychiatrist at UCLA. In the long term, stress can motivate us to do better at jobs we care about. A little of it can prepare us for a lot later on, making us more resilient. Even when it's extreme, stress may have some positive effects, which is why, in addition to post-traumatic stress disorder, some psychologists are starting to define a phenomenon called post-traumatic growth. There's really a biochemical and scientific basis that stress is bad, but anecdotally and clinically, it's quite evident that it can work for some people, says Orloff. We need a new wave of research with a more balanced approach to how stress can serve us. Otherwise, we're all going to spend far more time than we should stressing ourselves out about the fact that we're stressed out. When I started asking researchers about good stress, many of them said it essentially didn't exist. We never tell people stress is good for them, said one. Another allowed that it might be, but only in small ways, in the short term, in rats. What about people who thrive on stress, I asked. People who become policemen or ER docs or air traffic controllers because they like seeking out chaos and putting things back in order. Aren't they using stress to their advantage? No, the researchers said. Those people are unhealthy. This business of people saying they thrive on stress, it's nuts. Bruce Rabin, a distinguished psychoneuroimmunologist, pathologist, and psychiatrist at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, told me. Some adults who seek out stress and believe they flourish under it may have been abused as children or permanently affected in the womb after exposure to high levels of adrenaline or cortisol, he said. Even if they weren't, he added, they're trying to satisfy some psychological need. Was he calling this a psychological state, I asked, saying that people who feel they perform best under pressure actually have a disease? He thought for a minute and then, you can absolutely say that. Yes, you can say that.